I promise it won't happen again. I will be there this time, I swear. Please believe me this time, I will never leave you again. Hopeful words and promises made. Those words can turn into words of despair, though, and promises broken. Have your hopes ever been cruelly crushed by human schemes? Well, the theme of this meditation from Hebrews chapter 6 is finding hope in promises again. Divine promises that you can have hope in, hope you can believe in. We'll be together for about 15 minutes, so begin your meditation by just softening your gaze. As your eyes close, consent to surrender to the hope of God, the assurances of the Spirit, and the covenant of Christ. Start by listening and responding to this prayer of promised hope from 2 Timothy chapter 1. And just respond, Lord God, you are my hope. God saved us and chose us to be his holy people. Lord God, you are my hope. We did nothing to deserve this, but God planned it because he's so kind. And Lord God, you are my hope. Even before time began, God planned for Christ Jesus to show kindness to us. And Lord God, you are my hope. So begin to shut the door as you shut your eyes, and begin to rest here in secret prayer before your Heavenly Father. Just spend a few moments resting in the hope of God's promises as the Holy Spirit prepares your heart to hear Christ in your prayers now. No matter how you've been hurt by broken promises of the past, agree here and now to consent to the promises and the hope of God. But start by opening your mind to past hurts, times that you've been betrayed, times when promises have been broken, maybe times you felt hopeless. Be aware of the thoughts. Don't dwell on them. Just simply note them for now. As you note each betrayal, surrender each to the Spirit of God and then let it pass. Give them no power. Just shoo them away as they arise. Let them float on by. Scan your thoughts and emotions for any broken promises and just let them pass by without effort as you center on Christ and the assurance of His hope. Notice too your breathing. Just simply be aware of each hope-filled breath. That one. Let your breathing remind you of the hope you have in the promises of God. Your mind may wander as you note betrayals. That's natural, that's fine. But just let the awareness of your wandering mind be a reminder to return to the hope that you have in God. Perhaps, if it's helpful, whisper the word hope as your mind wanders. Whisper the sacred word hope to help you return to the hope of God, the assurances of the Spirit, in the covenant of Christ. As your mind wanders, return with the word hope. Now, in continued stillness, listen carefully to the first of three readings. Don't listen too closely. Just simply be aware of divine hope filling you. Filling you as you listen to God's voice from His words. Words from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10, from the New International Version. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown Him as you've helped His people and continue to help them. What did you hear? Where did you notice your attention being drawn? Well, begin silently meditating on that for a moment. After pausing longer in stillness, what of God's words still ring in your mind? Once more, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown Him as you have helped His people and continue to help them. Rest here longer in stillness as these words of assurance and hope permeate your being. In this second divine reading, relate the passage to your feelings and emotions now. What feelings does the Holy Spirit stir within you from these words? What sensations do you feel as you listen with affection in your heart? Now to a wider reading from the New King James Version. But, beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Yes, things that accompany salvation. Though we speak in this manner. For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward His name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do continue to minister. What emotions did you feel? How did God stir your heart? Well, let your mind drift through the imagery of His promises. How does it feel to find hope in His assurance? Hope in Him noticing all that you've done in His name. In this third divine reading, simply let the hope-filled words soak into you. No reply required. Let this be a time of deep connection, connection beyond words and thought, as you listen to a wider reading from the English Standard Version. Though we speak in this way, yet in your case, beloved, we feel sure of better things, things that belong to salvation. For God is not unjust so as to overlook your work and the love that you've shown for his name, love in serving the saints as you still do. And we desire each one of you to show the same earnestness to have the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you may not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Resting with your eyes closed in imaginative contemplation for a moment, I want you to imagine living in Jerusalem around 70 AD. You're a member of an early Christian church founded by one of the first apostles. You're Jewish, but a recent convert to being a follower of Jesus, Yeshua. You hoped that becoming a Christian would save you from persecution, but now you're only experiencing more of it. Now imagine your church receiving this letter, a letter that reminds you that God will not overlook your work. He won't overlook the love that you've shown in his name in serving the saints as you still do, reminding you to have hope. Using all of your senses, imagine how it makes you feel. Just rest here in the hope of your new Messiah. As you reflected in your imagination, take a moment now to discern God's hope in your present reality. Has there been a situation of late where you feel God has forgotten you? Where God has been blind to the good things that you're doing? Have you felt unnoticed by God? Well, let this be a time of reflection and confession. As you apply the truth of this passage, that God is faithful and that God is a promise-keeping God. As we close, don't rush off too quickly. Just rest here for as long as you can, whether at the start or the end of your day, whispering, Lord God, you are my hope. Let that be the sacred word that the Holy Spirit gives you, the word to return to the Lord throughout your day, the word hope. Let me pray now, too, that you remain hopeful and confident of better things concerning you. Yes, things that accompany the promise of your salvation. Be hopeful, for God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, and that you have ministered to those around you and continue to do so. So may you be filled now with hope, fullness of life, and the power that comes from God. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ now be with you always. Amen. In the days ahead, or this present moment, you may face moments and times of hopelessness and betrayal. When earthly promises made become promises broken. But rejoice in those moments if you can as reminders that God is faithful and is a promise-keeping God. And in Him you can trust. Also, be aware of moments that God might use you to be faithful to another. How can you help someone see God by your own actions and promise-keeping? So take all the time that you need, but when you're ready, whether it's sunrise or sunset, expect to experience broken promises at times, but in them, be reminded of the heavenly hope that you have, keeping your eyes towards heaven, where promises made are promises kept, and there you will encounter the hope of God.